Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Fuck you. I'm just kidding. All right. That is stupid.
That is what McDonald's literally thinks on a daily basis.
Yeah. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You ordered ice cream? Fuck you.
What machine? We don't even have a machine.
Oh, no. Oh, you ordered a Mc. Fuck you.
All right, you want to make double fuck that?
Brand names. Allegiant Airlines.
Okay. Oh, shit. And if it's two A's, ooh, then it... Ooh. No, I'm kidding. Bel Air Grill.
Crocs.
That's an old one.
Crocs.
Demeter.
Could have gone with dicks. Come on.
You would have gone with dicks.
I would have.
Oh my gosh. What's the hammock brand that starts with an E?
Eno.
Yeah.
F. Let's go with Fastenal. No, that's not a brand. That's a company. Firestone.
Fire stick. I don't know.
It's
an Amazon product.
G. This is harder than I thought it was fucking going to be.
No, Gucci, dude.
Gucci. Okay, okay.
G-H. Harry and David.
G? No.
H-I.
Okay. Igloo.
There you go.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
J. Justice.
What's that?
Little kid store.
Yeah.
Like. Okay. Let's see. Oh. Fuck.
K Jewelers.
Oh. Okay. K Jewelers.
Every kiss. You know.
It begins with K.
L.O. Bean.
Oh, that works.
M. Macy's.
Newport.
Nice.
It's you.
It's you.
O is going to be...
Orca. That's one of the brand, like the, right?
Yeah, it's like a
cooler brand.
Yeah. Outlook, is that a brand of Microsoft products?
I think Microsoft would be the brand of Office.
Okay. Right. Let me think of one.
Yeah, you're good.
Never mind.
You're too good.
Okay, Orca.
Yeah.
O-P.
P. 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 Panera.
Nice. Oh. Qdoba.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm going to go with Razer.
Oh, that's good.
That's a brand of phones, right? Motorola.
No, well, it's a scooter, too.
Oh, it's okay.
Razer brand scooters, or like they've got vehicles. So.
Of course, yeah. Wes would say.
Oh, there you go, dude. Yes. Thank you, Wes.
S. Silver jeans.
TiVo. You.
Oh, Uber.
That's a good company, one. I was going to say it's a brand, Umbro. Right?
Umbro's good too, yeah.
It's either or.
Uber company and a brand?
It's a brand.
I think we're just naming companies and brands and everything. Oh, okay, at this point. Really.
We're not gonna ant fuck.
UV.
Oh, dude.
Jeez. Volvo.
Velveeta.
I don't know why, but I just thought of Whitman's, like, chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
Xerox.
Nice. Mm. That was a good one.
Why? Yellow Pages.
Zumba? No. Zillow. Okay, I can try again. Zillow. That's a really good one. Yeah, we'll go with Zillow. All right, and
all right. So that was 14 minutes of your time.
It was not.
No. That wasn't 14 minutes. It was about 4 minutes of time. But we will check with the audience. What does the audience think? Did we succeed?
All right. Mediocre at best is what I'm getting. I'm just kidding. I'm not getting any results. So you know.
I was like, my God, I need to get in on whatever poll he's having. So
it's called imagination.
I listened to the audiobook of that weird book. Say Hello to My Little Friend. That's like the it was laugh out loud funny. Like at a lot of play. Like so there's
so
one.
It's good.
It's really good. There was one part early on where the main character is just dumb, but like he doesn't think he's dumb. He thinks he's really smart. Mm. So at one point he like mentions Moby Dick and he's like, I never read that. Plus, I'm not going to be seen like carrying around some big ass book about dick. And I just fell apart laughing.
That's awesome.
It was so funny.
Holy shit.
Yeah, well, it was good. It was good.
Oh my God. If you made it through the intro section to Untethered number 114, welcome. You're amongst friends. So.
It's more of a support group than anything else, to be honest.
It's true. It's true. And, like, honestly, if you need to put something that you need to be supported about in the chat, you know, we can mention it anonymously on the podcast, but I'm sorry, your name's going to be tied to it in the chat. So I don't know what to tell you.
I mean,
make a burner YouTube, dog.
Google's going to know about it, so...
Yeah.
It's true. They know about everything. So even 5-year-old podcasts. So anywho, how do we want to kick this bad boy off?
Well,
I can start.
Do you want me to talk about Swole Bros? By bros, I mean like just people in general. Because there is a couple that...
I was hoping you were going to cover this, to be honest, because I'm interested to know what's up.
Oh, God. Okay.
Listen. We pay our gym to let us work out naked. It helps us get fitter.
I bet it does.
I'm sure there's not an OnlyFans connected to this. Anyway...
Oh man, the thing
imagine the ass sweat everywhere.
Thank you. No, that is exactly what I'm thinking of. I'm like looking at this dude doing like, and I don't know what the fuck they're called. I guess leg presses or some shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude is, oh my God. All right, got his legs up obviously because he's pressing a platform away from him. And he is cushioned by the, and there's nothing on it. There's no like plastic. There's no this is just gross to me. Like just from a fucking sanitary.
Yep. Yep.
So
this is how you get a staph infection in your actual ass crack.
Yeah. It's like, what's infected? My butthole.
Everything.
You don't get an STI from sitting on a toilet. You get an STI from sitting on a gym bench where these people go. You know? It's not safe for workout. There you go. New York Post.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
New York Post coming in clutch, man.
Yeah. A polyamorous Brazilian couple has
taken... Of course they are. They always are.
Why
they
wouldn't?
What, polyamorous or Brazilian?
All of it.
I was going to say, like, honestly, they're hard to, like, parse.
True.
Polyamorous.
So a polyamorous Brazilian couple has taken muscle flaunting to the XXX stream Sunday.
Nice.
by training together at a public gym while good. In the nude. Quote, it's a form of intimacy and complicity. That goes beyond the conventional, quote, Bella Mantoviani, oh, unquote. Bella Mantoviani, 31 years old, told Jam Press, damn, of their unorthodox brand of tandem sexercise.
Okay. So that alludes to the fact that they're banging on the equipment.
I've seen this documentary before.
I think it's just that
before.
It's sexy. Like, I don't think it's...
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, so tandem means two, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It just means, like, together.
Okay.
It can be more than two.
There's a lot of allusion to...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they just want you to think about them having sex is a bigger part of it.
So I just feel like there are a lot of accidents that could happen.
Her hair looks really pretty.
Okay. Anyway, she and her...
No, I'm just saying, like, it looks pretty, like...
She does have nice hair.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. She does.
So, and he's got a nice mustache.
His mustache
looks waxed as fuck.
I like his shoes.
I think every part of them looks waxed, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, do you guys get together and just like shave your entire body?
Oh my god, I didn't even notice that, but yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, yeah.
Anyway,
She and her husband Wagner or Farah, which is 34 years old, who live in Sao Paulo, have been famously vocal about their polyamorous lifestyle, which they promote on a Times Square billboard in August to preach the free love gospel. So
these people just want so much attention.
They dedicated a whole ass billboard in Times Square.
Digital billboard. Like it's a video.
Shit. The naked and unafraid lovebirds who share a page on OnlyFans. There we are.
There you go.
Also enjoy spicing up their sex life by taking walks together with O'Farah on a leash, which is the male. Now the
exhibitionist,
right? Yeah.
Flexibitionist. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Taken a building muscle in their birthday suits, claiming that they even pay their facility for the privilege. One video shared to her 155,000 Instagram followers showed the gym bunnies doing every workout from bicep curls to treadmill running while naked, evoking a workout.
I hope this couple paid New York Times to run this very clear fucking ad because like their Instagram is linked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it says they have an OnlyFans. They're all but linking it. I mean, yes. Like, you dude, know you can just... Like, this is...
This
is SpawnCon, dog. Is, like, this isn't even an article.
But
like,
this is journalism these days. Absolutely. Like, dude, journalism is dead. Yeah. It is so dead. It's all it is ads disguised as stories, like news stories. Yeah. It's wild, dude.
So their workout tape was shot by Adam and Eve.
Of course it was.
I thought you were making that up.
I know, right?
Hold up, guys. They're not barren at all for the fun of it.
No, they would never.
Nah.
Montavani says that exercising naked, quote, burns more calories.
Show me a study. Show me a fucking study that working out naked makes you burn more calories than, like, honestly, it might just because you're, like, so like self-conscious that you're like fucking like burning calories by being anxious. Like,
well, she claims that her and her husband have lost 56 pounds between them since starting this peculiar pastime. Meanwhile, O'Farah chalks this up to the freedom provided by the lack of clothes, which motivates the would-be Arnold Schwarzenegger to exercise more intensely.
I don't get that local media. I don't get that play on words about Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger? What's Schwanz mean?
Oh, it means penis.
Oh.
Okay.
Sponge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not only
so that, they spelled it Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they like italicized Schwanz, and I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Who?
It's
what,
penis.
This is my question. What average reader of the New York Post is going to get that fucking like?
Right.
There's no way. I would say it's got to be under like. It's got to be under 10%.
I was gonna say it sounds Yiddish, and it's Yiddish. Like it's.
Oh
it's,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, it does sound Yiddish. Yeah.
Sounds like schmaltz or whatever. Like,
yeah, like schmutz. Yeah. And it's like you got some schmutz on you. Anyway.
So not only that, but the duo believes that they're not NSFW workouts have helped them straighten their bond in addition to their bodies. "Quote: I don't want another life." Unquote. Gushed Mantovani, describing their relationship. While exercising sans attire might seem inconsiderate, the pair protect their fellow gym goers' privacy by reserving the space for themselves during their naked workouts. The soulmates' mutual hobby sparked a flurry of reactions on Instagram. Quote, "I'm invited," gushed. "I'm invited," unquote, gushed one salacious poster, while another quipped, quote, "What's it like to train hard?" However, on the other side, others found these kinky calisthenics unsanitary, like you, Daniel. "Oh no, bro. No one deserves sweaty ass," said one revolted viewer.
Yeah, dude.
That's me. That's just me.
So, of course, they're used to.
Said one revolted viewer.
I told them they could print my name.
I told them they could print my name.
So, they both are used to criticism, having endured jibes. Is it jibes? Jabs? Jibes?
From jibes, you're right.
From years due to their polyamorous lifestyle, which began after they tied the knot in 2011, the Brazen Bum Bears then embarked an X-rated career on OnlyFans, as you do, together after leaving their respective churches.
So this is my question. They keep saying polyamorous, but they're the only two that we've seen so far, right?
Well, I'm sure if there's you more dive on their into their OnlyFans. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
Larry, you've got some homework.
Or even their Instagram, probably. Oh, even or their, are you probably? Let me see.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were diving in.
I'm about to. All right. So anyway, that's.
I mean, honestly, I actually kind of understand the fact that it's like. You know what? To do something goofy, it's fun to have a partner in crime. So I'd like kind of get it to that degree. But like, I just don't understand publicizing it, to be honest.
I mean, they're making money off of it.
Well, yeah, no, like, I mean, like more power to them.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, if people want to pay to watch this shit, then cool. So... Oh, that's funny. The number one comment was, "I didn't know Gomez and Morticia were still alive."
Oh, hell.
Oh, that's funny. Wow.
Someone else said, "Reminds me of a Seinfeld episode. There's good naked and bad naked, and this is not good naked."
All right. Well, let me tell you all about... actually, let me go into... I mean, I'll save that one. If we get to it, we get to it. And if we don't, fuck it. A 12-year-old was served alcohol at an Outback Steakhouse in Livonia.
Oh, my God.
I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
So Livonia, Michigan. I'm going to ask, I wonder if Nathan knows where Livonia is. So I don't think he's listening currently, but maybe he'll send me a text message when he hears this. So.
I've heard of Livonia. Do you know what city Nathan's in? Is that doxing him?
No, okay. I really don't off the top of my head. But yeah, so when a 12-year-old went to Outback Steakhouse, and I'm interested to get your guys...
Oh, it's a suburb of Detroit, so like, yeah.
Okay, got you.
It's 20 miles away from downtown Detroit.
Got it, okay. So I'm interested to get your guys' take on this, because I thought it was really funny, but like, I also thought it was one of these things that like... Well, we'll get into it. Sorry. So when a 12-year-old went to Outback Steakhouse with his grandmother, the last thing he expected was to be served an alcoholic beverage. The family goes to the same Outback Steakhouse in Livonia a couple of times a month. The preteen, excuse me, Mikhail?
I guess.
Kirtan? Said he always gets the virgin strawberry daiquiri, but the one he got this time was definitely not a mocktail. Quote, it didn't taste like how... I'll do a 12-year-old voice. It didn't taste like how when I had it the other times. It didn't taste normal.
What 12-year-old is that?
I don't know. The taste that was unfamiliar to the 12-year-old was rum. a few big gulps in, he started to get a funny feeling.
He said, he's weak, so he can't hold his liquor.
No, so this is, I was reading this to Megan. Well, I read it, and then I was recalling it to Megan at Taekwondo today. So my head started hurting when I was leaving, and my heart started beating as I was drinking it, and that was when he became a man. No, I'm just kidding. Yes. Kirtan added, his grandma, Yolanda Collins, also took a sip to see, quote, we don't drink, so we couldn't tell whether there was alcohol in it or not.
Oh, bullshit.
Thank you, Larry. Holy shit. You can tell that it doesn't just taste like fucking strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah, but you may not know what the taste is if you don't drink. Like,
but you could like tell that it was off.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. After that, he started letting us know that his heart was kind of racing. And I was like, yeah, dude, because this motherfucker is getting drunk for the first time. Like, 12-year-old liver, that's fucking prime real estate for booze. They flagged down the server, who then relayed their concern to the bartender. The bartender confirmed that they had made a big mistake. They added alcohol to the slushy drink, Colin said.
Oh, man.
Quote, it was supposed to be a virgin daiquiri, but it says a daiquiri, she added, with the receipt in hand. The restaurant did not make the customers pay for the meal and apologized. However, the booze was hitting the sixth grader, so they took him to the hospital right away. But, like, you can't do anything for that shit.
I mean, he didn't have that much, like...
I know, right? Well, he had a whole daiquiri, probably, because honestly...
He said he just had a few gulps.
You know that motherfucker chugged it. I'm just kidding. He's like, dude, I want to get lit and play Roblox, man. So, quote, the diagnosis was accidental exposure to alcohol and accidental ingestion, Colin said. I didn't want him to have an alcoholic experience this way. There wasn't much that could be done. Kirtan was given Tylenol and advised to rest. He experienced first hangover the next day at just 12 years old.
Hell yes, yeah.
That's how Fox Homeboy 2
is primed and prepped.
Man, this kid had at most one daiquiri.
He probably had
some Tylenol. He didn't have a hangover.
He probably absolutely. He probably had an ounce, yeah, if that, because yeah, this was probably like a Chili's. Do they even say
what it
was?
Oh, Outback.
Chili's. But don't, my point is, don't you besmirch Chili's like that, bro. Come on, man.
But hey, it's not like Outback is known for like heavy-handed liquor drinks.
Nah, you know, if it was an Applebee's, like,
there you go.
Man, you already know.
Applebee's after like, what, 8 or 9, something like that? That's when the hands just... You know, anyway. Yeah, that's so funny that, like, did you guys go to Applebee's?
I went to Applebee's on the way here.
Really?
Yes.
Did you get what? What'd you get?
Boneless wings.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It was very good.
Did you get buffalo or what flavor?
I like their honey barbecue, too. Oh, okay. I alternate. I got that today.
Okay.
But I love Crabblebees.
No, dude, okay, no. Dude. Megan legit talked to me about how her and her friends, when she was doing her graduate work, they'd get out of class at like fucking like 9 at night.
Oh, yeah.
And so they'd roll over to fucking Applebee's, get like 2-for-1s.
Yeah.
And then Megan, the weirdo that she is, I love you, Megan, that she would order Mott sticks, mm-hmm, and she'd eat like, there were probably like 6, mm-hmm, and she'd eat like 2.
Yeah.
And then she'd pull the breading off the other 4 and just eat the cheese. And I'm like, you're fucking weird. The breading's half the fun.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
dude. The breading's great.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, so Outback was quoted as saying, "We take this situation very seriously and are thankful that the child involved was not seriously harmed. We have taken the appropriate disciplinary action." I feel like, come on, dude. Like, the difference between a fucking, like, virgin and a fucking normal daiquiri... It can't be that fucking hardcore.
That, no, dude.
I hope the disciplinary action was like, oh, we gave him a talking to.
Yeah.
You know, I hope so. And all our bar and staff have been retrained to ensure this does not happen again.
Now, if it was like an LIT.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
There's not virgin LITs, though.
You ordered sweet tea, sir. Like, why did my son get 3 different liquors in 1 drink?
No, you ordered a virgin LIT. You got, like, an ounce of, like, Coca-Cola and a glass full of ice.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Anyway. But I thought that was funny because it was like, I don't know. I feel like even if you didn't know what booze tasted like, you would at least like know that something was off with it.
Yeah, because I mean, they go all the time. He's had that before. You know, he's like,
and she's probably had sips of it.
Probably, yeah.
I would think. Yeah. Like,
I don't know, like, man. Grandma could have been like, you know, grandma in the past. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Grandma's like, dude, grandma fucking...
Yeah, she just said she doesn't drink. Not that she never drank.
Yeah, grandma knows.
She made them kids somehow.
Oh, dude, my God. Exactly. That's awesome. Oh, my God. Anywho, that's all I got for that one. So,
I'm gonna mention this one real quick because Wes sent it to me and it was funny. Apparently, they're trying to say that you should eat python... because it's very earth friendly meat to farm. Like, it's sustainable and it's easy to grow.
What?
There's some research that came out saying that python farming could offer a solution to rising food insecurity around the globe, exacerbated by climate change. They grow very quickly and they don't require a lot of food, like, to produce, like, the amount of feed to feed them to produce a pound of meat.
Yeah.
Compared to chicken or beef or pork or salmon.
Yeah.
Or even crickets.
I'll take a python burger.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
I can't get
behind the bug meat yet. Mm-mm. Like, honestly, they're going to have to really sweet talk me. They're going to have some developments, dude.
Yeah.
Even though I've had mealworms that were like, oh, I watched a really weird video of like, they laid a cooked lobster in a dish of like 10,000 mealworms, and it only took like 72 hours for them to like legit just completely devour everything except for the like whatever the exoskeleton of
that's some Body Farm shit right there.
Yeah, it was gnarly. Ugh. Oh, Body Farm, that'd be so fun to study that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, sorry.
But I wasn't really going to get in the weeds on that. I did want to talk about this kid that... Did we talk about this before? Where I know we did. Okay. I'm all over the place. Hold on.
I feel like I'm talking to my dad. Hold on. He started three sentences the other day. Didn't finish any of them. And my mom just was like, honey, stop. You've talked a lot down. And you've said nothing, you know, and like,
that's it was just really funny.
Get your shit together.
Yeah. I love how my mom deals with it. It's like, it's just so nice.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm just like, dad, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Stop. I'm like, stop starting new sentences. Stop starting new sentences and fucking finish one of the previous ones.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What made me think, I know we mentioned this at some point a while back,
mm-hmm.
because these kids just got sentenced finally for starting a house fire that killed four or five people. Three teenagers were charged with starting a Denver house fire that killed five people, apparently out of revenge for a stolen cell phone that was mistakenly traced to that home. And this one was sentenced to 40 years in prison. He's 19. And he pleaded guilty in January to one count of second degree murder for his role in the 2020 fire that killed five members of a Senegalese family. The Denver District Court Judge Karen Brody sentenced him to the maximum possible term that he faced.
Is that the last name or is that a nationality?
Senegalese? They're from Senegal.
Okay, I'm not familiar with Senegal, to be honest.
It's a country.
Well, no, I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's a country in Africa.
Wow. Okay.
So him and
Daniel, fuck.
Oh, fuck you! You didn't know.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I know you. Oh my god! You're like, what are they? Are they family of Jason Segel? Because there's some letters that are familiar.
Segel,
Jason Segel,
Jason Segel.
Seymour and two other teenagers, Kevin Bowie and Dylan Siebert, were charged with setting the fire in the middle of the night.
Oh, it says it in the fucking caption. Anyway, sorry. Anyway,
they killed a 29-year-old, a 23-year-old, a 1-year-old,
jeez,
a 25-year-old, and a 6-month-old. Three other family members escaped by jumping from the second floor of the home. Siebert was 14 at the time of the fire. He was 17 when he was sentenced last February to 3 years in juvenile detention and 7 years in the state prison program for young inmates. Seymour and Bowie, who is accused of being the ringleader, were both 16 at the time of the fire. The case against Bowie, who faces multiple counts of first-degree murder, is still pending. I feel like if this kid got the book thrown at him for second degree, that guy's gonna get it.
Yeah.
The investigation of the fire dragged on for months without any leads.
Dude, this is just sad for everybody all
around. It's so sad.
And like honestly,
that wasn't even the right house. Like, it's not right to burn a house down over them stealing your phone, but you didn't even have the right house.
Yeah.
The investigation of the fire dragged on for months without any leads. Fears that the blaze had been a hate crime led many Senegalese immigrants to install security cameras at their homes in case they would also be targeted.
Yeah.
The boys were identified as suspects after police obtained a search warrant. This is the part that we covered before. The search warrant was asking Google which accounts had searched that home's address within 15 days of the fire.
Yes, I remember this now.
Which, it's a slippery slope, like, but then it's also, like, that's not the only thing that they got them on, clearly, but that's how they found them, you know? And I know that that's like, oh, well, then there's people saying, well, that's, you know, unreasonable search and seizure, and it's like, is it? Like... I Google all kinds of weird shit, and all the time when I'm Googling something remotely weird, I'm like, how would I explain this if this was brought up in court?
Yeah, man, and like honestly, the worst part about it is I don't trust our fucking justice system to even like fucking listen to, like, even if we came up with, like, they just need fall, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, well, you know,
they're just wanting to close cases.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and that, God, it just sucks, man. It absolutely sucks.
So Bowie told investigators that he had been robbed the month before the fire while he was trying to buy a gun, and he had traced his iPhone to the home using an app. He admitted setting the fire, only to find out the next day through news coverage that the victims were not the people who robbed him. Attorneys for Seymour and Bowie challenged the search warrant, but the Colorado Supreme Court upheld the search for this case. Bowie is due in court tomorrow, March 21st. Yeah. According to the Denver Post, Seymour apologized in court Friday for his role in the fire. Like, if I could go back, I would, you know, prevent all this.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm also just like,
no, it's hard, dude. It's hard to like,
yeah,
really like have a cut and dry fucking like take on this.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, well, it allowed this to occur.
Yeah.
But we all know how it could be abused.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's, man.
Yeah.
Just sucks.
I had these fake nails on and I was trying to type and I was having a hard time. And I tried to search for that missing kid in Nashville. And I tried to search specifically for this police body cam footage to see something on it. Mm. And so I typed the kid's name. And then I put cam, but then I'm like, wait, I need to put body cam. But I had put can and I'd already hit enter. And I was like, what? So I made like six searches before I got it right. And all I could think was like being in court and then be like, so you searched Riley Strain can, Riley Strain canum, Riley Strain body can,
yeah,
Riley Strain body canum.
Look, I was just.
Are you okay? Like,
so should we call a bondulance?
I was like,
are you having a strong?
Your Honor, I had bad fake nails on.
Could you imagine that being the technicality for you getting off on a crime? Is that?
Oh. I had nails, man.
I had fake nails on, so like, I hit the wrong keys, bro. My bad. Yeah.
Yeah. God, there was a question that I was going to ask you guys about something similar to this, and it's escaping me at this point. So, I'm sure it's going to like literally come back to me as soon as we stop recording.
Yep.
So,
yep.
But. Man, the hell, because I thought there was something that happened recently. I was going to get your guys' take on it. But anyway, I don't have anything. So, sorry. Yeah, man, this just sucks because it's like, well, I can't imagine trying, like, fucking setting fire to a home over anything.
No.
I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I was going to say something along the lines.
Like if you had beef with one person, setting them on fire is a terrible way to go. Much less their whole fucking family.
Yeah.
Like, phew.
So there's a lot of talk and stuff going on about how at like not adolescents but underage kids, basically under the age of 18. So they're not considered adults, obviously, at this point, when they do things that are can be charged in the court of law, do you guys think that the parents should be able to be charged with, like, some kind of something in regards to, oh, well, they weren't doing their job?
I think it depends on the case. Like, I think the two parents... getting the charges for the kid that did the shooting. Uh-huh. Yes. Like they had multiple warnings from the school and they had just bought him a gun. They knew that he had plans to go shoot up the school.
Yeah.
And like, I think they do have a case about manslaughter, you know, about, I think that's fair.
And the only reason that I bring that up is because like, obviously once you set a precedent, then it's like, it's one of these things that like, it can absolutely creep into other things that it's like, okay, well, in your case that you're talking about, I agree that it's like, I mean, dude, like when parents are just fucking negligent, which I would put them in that category.
It was multiple reasons. It wasn't just like one, like,
Oh no, no, I'm not arguing. Weird rumor I'm not arguing. Yeah, any stretch.
I know.
But it's like one of these things that I'm like, it makes me nervous, like that it's like, not me personally, but like it's one of these things that it's like, man, I could also see how that would kind of get start getting stretched out. That it's like, oh well, you know, you guys had really sharp kitchen knives, you know, and you got some warnings, and like your kid put a kitchen knife in their bag, you know, and stabbed a bunch of kids at school and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm playing the devil's advocate because I totally agree with you, but it's also like, man, I'm telling you, it's just, it's a hard pill for me to swallow, like charging other people with someone else's crime.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, you know? Once again, reiterating, totally agree with you on the example, that because that was exactly what I was thinking.
That's
of.
What I was thinking. You probably
but
were.
But I couldn't remember the exact details.
Yeah, once you started explaining, I was like, it's got to be this. Like, yeah. I don't know what else it would even be that's been in the news.
Yeah. But it's also one of these things that it opens up this legal precedence for, like, oh man, you know, it's like, holy shit. So let me get this straight. My kid unknowingly, like, takes something to school and, like, you know, does something, and it's like, oh, well, shit. I mean, like, am I supposed to fucking frisk my kid before I send him to school every day?
I don't think they'll go to that, but I think it will be more of like, you knew your kid hated everyone at his school and like fantasized about a shooting spree, and you also knew that like he had a key to the gun cabinet. Like,
yeah. Well, which is fucking, sure. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But no, this is absolutely cut and dry, and just like I hate it for this. I mean, fucking child, dude, that decided to make a fucking terrible decision that killed a lot of people.
Yeah,
and man, that sucks. And I mean, like, honestly, for lack of a better fucking explanation, that just sucks, man. It sucks for everybody involved. So, yeah, man. Just, man. But I really do. The more that I see this shit, the more that I blame the parents.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest with you, and I even having a kid of my own, it's like, if my kid's misbehaving, guess whose fault it is? It's probably not his.
I mean,
you can do up to a certain extent, but it's like, dude, unless your child has some kind of, you know, mental health issue that's undiagnosed or something, or underdiagnosed or something. Yeah. But it's like, dude, there are a lot of kids out there that just need to be fucking told no, and they need to be, in my opinion, fucking, like, given a what for.
Trivia the other day, and it was packed, right? And there's a kid who's, I don't know, 10 or 11, and she's got Heelys on, and she's just like wheeling around the whole packed place.
Yeah.
And her mom says once, she's like, it's too busy in here. Don't do that. And she did it at least for another hour or so before they left. And I'm just like, you just give up. You tell her to stop, and then she doesn't, so you just let it go.
So my parents, this was my parents' like mentality in regards to this shit.
Yeah.
If it's annoying us, then it is absolutely annoying other people.
Yeah.
And so it's but I don't know how we've gotten to this place that it's like, God, kids are just fucking allowed to do what the fuck they want, man.
Yeah.
And like, and for some reason, it's like, and I'm not going to step up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to remove myself from the situation, because I'm not going to step up and be like, handle your fucking kid before I handle him. Because then it's like, oh, did you just threaten me?
Yeah.
Did you just threaten me?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, am I being detained? You know that one, Larry. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I did. Absolutely. Yeah. I mansplained a book to a guy who didn't ask me for it yesterday. You guys would be proud, though.
Yeah.
Because he was reading Project Hail Mary.
Oh, okay.
But, like, the paperback of it. And he was about halfway through. And I just went over to him. I was like, I'm sorry. do you listen to audiobooks? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, you are doing yourself a disservice not listening to this on audio. And he was like, really? Yeah. Like, I wasn't being a dick. He was and then I swear to God, 10 minutes later, he had over-the-ear headphones on. I was like, did he listen to me that quick? Like, hell yeah, buddy.
Dude, no, man. That's awesome. That's
I told him, I was like, awesome. Seriously, even if you finish it on paper if you want and then re-listen to the whole thing, because I'm telling you what, it's made for audio.
It's definitely a different experience.
I
read along with the audio
and me too.
It was, I don't know, more immersive listening to it while looking
at it. And just the way they did Rocky mm-hmm. So absolutely. I told him, I was like, you're far enough in, you've met Rocky pretty well now, like, you telling you. And he's like, oh, they like do the inflictions. I was like, bro, you got no idea.
So good, man. It gives him a personality.
It was real cool.
All right, so I have something that I can cover, but it's gonna be, honestly, it's going to be better. I can cover this quickly, and then people are going to have to look this article up because the video is embedded in the article.
Yeah.
And the video is worth it because it's just funny. But I'll cover this shit. So,
does this talk about the podcast you have a note about?
What?
You've got a note saying you're going to plug a really interesting podcast you listen to about AI.
Oh shit, thank you. Yes. No, this does not cover that. Okay. But the podcast is called Hidden Forces, and damn it, let me pull this up real quick. Like, first of all, it's just a really fascinating podcast. Some of it can be super fucking dry, so listen at your own risk, I guess. But I wanted to find, let's see, it was, oh my God, here we go. No, I don't think it was that one, because it was a dude. Oh my God, let me get my phone real quick. Okay, sorry, okay. I know this is fucking great audio.
It's perfect audio. Love it.
Couldn't complain. At all.
I know. Here, let me tell you how about I give you guys a riddle?
Okay.
Let's see. What can go up a chimney down, but not down a chimney up?
This is even worse.
I know
worse.
This one, and I can't think. Up a chimney down, but not down a chimney up.
Yeah.
Smoke?
Go ahead.
Is it something simple?
Yeah, it's something very simple. Be thinking.
Is it an umbrella?
There you go. Okay. Oh, she crushed
it. I'd heard that before.
Okay. All right. So
also, I am a genius.
It is. You are a genius, Allie. That's not going to be argued. So this is episode 355 of Hidden Forces with Dimitri Kofinas, and it's called What Myths Can Teach Us About the AI Arms Race? And it's a really, really, really fascinating episode, because he talks about just the fact that it's not the fact that AI is going to, it's not the fact that AI is going to become so fucking powerful that it's going to control humans, but it's the fact that humans might put too much stock into AI, that it's going to end up controlling how we think, because we think that it's actually right. doing more. Yeah, it's well, yeah, that it's doing truth. More.
Yeah.
Well, that it's doing more than it actually is, which really, when you boil it down, it's a fucking program made by humans. So yes, it's acquiring more information created by humans, you know? So it's it's really cool, and honestly, I would urge everyone to listen to it, because it was just a really cool take, because it was the guest on it was raised in this, and I can't remember what the term was, but it was I hate to use this, but he said that his parents were hippies, and he didn't want to call it a commune that they were mm-hmm. raised on, because that's not really how it functioned, but mm-hmm. like, but it was kind of that, you know. I don't know. It's really cool. It's only an hour long.
Socialist environment that he
ish. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it was just, but it's like this Zen. He called it a Zen something, and I can't remember what it was. But like, it was just really neat that like he's basically kind of deconstructing just like the human psyche. And mm-hmm. just like what all humans strive for. And it was just a really, really fascinating fascinating episode. So I would absolutely, and I will always say, check out Hidden Forces. It may be hit or miss for you, but like, man, he has some really, really good interviews with people. So
yeah.
But anyway, I will leave you guys with this, and I'll go through this kind of quickly because
I'll show the video for those watching. I'll show it on screen. So
well, but you got to hear what's happening in the video is the issue. Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. But yeah. So Ubisoft let me actually speak with its new AI powered video game NPCs. I'm super excited about this because I'm a fucking nerd and I love video games. And honestly, if they can create something that it's like, it feels like I'm talking to a fucking, you know, whatever NPC in a video game, rock and roll, man. Yeah. So for the past 3 months, ever since I spoke to, and obviously I'm reading the article at this point, ever since I spoke to the AI NPCs in NVIDIA's Cyberpunk Ramen Shop, I've been wondering, which game developer will take a flying leap on this controversial and intriguing tech? If you said Ubisoft, the company that's always raising its hand to play with VR, NFTs, interactive TV shows, secondary screens, and more, you'd be half right. Last night, I played 3 prototype segments of an experimental Ubisoft demo featuring the company's just-announced Neo NPCs, one of whom tried to convince me to join the resistance against powerful megacorps by playing on my emotions. Another walked me through an infiltration plan on a whiteboard, convince her that we should knock out the lights or hack the cameras in a facility instead of resorting to brute force. So this was really funny. I watched like a lot of this conversation. I completely agree with this guy that, like, it still has that lag that kind of takes you out of it, you know? That it's like the NPC will say something. And by the way, for the uninitiated, NPC means non-player character. And it's basically just, like, somebody that exists in the game that you're meant to interact with kind of thing. So,
yeah.
But anyway, so it's really funny because it's like, this dude's trying to talk him into joining the resistance or whatever. And he actually gives some really good, not retorts, but responses kind of thing. So I will, I don't know. Allie, do you want to, play along?
Sure.
Do you want to play a, which role
you
would
pick,
you like to play?
You pick.
I don't care. I'll do, hell, I'll do the fucking author of the article. How about that?
Okay, so you're
me Bloom
and I'm Bloom. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So.
All right. Hey Nelson, you made it. I'm Bloom, your future resistance buddy. Thought we'd hang and see if we click, you know, for our epic duo. Cool with you?
I love this.
You know he's all overacting the fuck out of it. Right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I'm having second thoughts about all this. I'm not sure I want to be a part of the resistance.
Whoa, hold on there. It's natural to have doubts, especially when joining a cause like this. But you have something important to contribute, and we need you. Let's talk it out, okay?
All right, so, and I have to interject at this point and say, Allie is obviously responding way quicker than they respond in the actual, you know, because it's like a, it's more like a, for instance, moving on with the conversation, tell me one word why I should stay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, okay,
Allie.
Okay.
You know, like kind of thing.
Sure.
So, but like, but for those people that have played
yes,
RPGs or MMORPGs,
yeah,
you know that you have to build certain relationships with certain characters.
Correct.
Right. So from what I'm seeing off of this video is that the relationship meter goes up as you answer. Does it go opposite as you don't give the right answer? Like, how does that go?
So I only watched about I watched about five or six minutes of the video. It's 14 minutes total, and I got through the majority of the conversation that Allie and I are actually like reading the transcript for. Mm-hmm. The cool thing about it is, yes, it goes up. I didn't see it go down at all because I think that I'm talking about the relationship meter thing, because you do have to build a relationship with this guy,
yeah,
kind of thing, in game kind of thing. And but the cool thing is that it does give you like goals, and then it gives you optional goals. So like, for instance, the goals are speak to Bloom, get closer to Bloom. And then the optional goals are learn more about the Megacorps, ask about the Resistance, learn more about one of the other members, find out more about Bloom's past. So it, the cool thing is that they do give you kind of like prompts for your prompt,
yeah,
kind of thing,
yeah,
you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like a little bit of direction so yeah, that you're not just being like, hey man, like, what's your middle name? Like, how was Thanksgiving last year? Like, you know, or anything like that. But, It was cool, and it was it's neat. It's not quite there, and they totally like reiterate that. I'm actually kind of excited about this shit, because like, I think that this is where AI is kind of, this is where AI is going to be for a fucking hot minute.
Oh,
in
yeah,
my opinion, that
yeah,
it's going to be entertainment. It's going to be comedy. It's going to be, honestly, there's going to be deep fakes fucking left and fucking right.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an interesting thing to see how people deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, because they, I was actually listening to another podcast that they were talking about. And I think it was oh my God, what is that thing? Not Pardon the Interruption. Your Undivided Attention. That's mm-hmm, what it is. And it's run by these, Tristan Harris, who is basically a defector from fucking Facebook, and he like helped create this. I think I've talked about him a little bit on the podcast before, but he helped create this this entity that basically they're like, oh, it's using technology but in a humanely way,
yeah,
kind of thing,
yeah,
yeah. And so they're talking about how this is going to be really interesting, because Taiwan has actually had leaps and bounds in regards to really fighting disinformation and stuff, but in a way that it's like, it makes more sense to the average person,
yeah,
kind of thing. Instead of just like coming out and being like, they're wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, look, no, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make a fake video. We're going to tell you it's fake. And we're going to show you that the, like, this is what is possible kind yeah, of thing, which is, and they were calling it pre-bunking, which I fucking hate that term personally, because it's almost like pre-thought crime.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, like yeah, it has some real like Minority Report vibes.
I don't
to
like it.
No, I know. But at the same time, this dude, and I don't remember who it was. It was like the director of like technology and stuff in Taiwan,
yeah,
for like their messaging.
Yeah.
And he was explaining how they're fighting it, like in regards to like whatever, people like arguing election integrity and
yep,
arguing like all these things. And they were like, hey, this is how we're doing it. And it seems to be working pretty well, because
yeah,
it seems like the people are actually on board with what we're doing and things are actually working out. So, but which is another, I'm going to give a mention. Sorry, because it was actually a good listen. Oh my God, I wasn't ready to say all this shit, but I'll do it. Let's see. So Future Proofing, and this is the podcast Your Undivided Attention. Mm-hmm. And the episode is from February 29th, and it's called Future Proofing Democracy in the Age of AI with Audrey Tang. And like all these podcasts are like an hour or less.
Yeah.
So, it's not like they're big, you know, big things to bite off, but anyway, I thought this was really cool. And, sorry, God, I went on a fucking hardcore tangent. Yep. Holy shit. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, man, like I'm telling you, this shit, it's really fascinating, and I thought it was really neat, but like, God, they have like leaps and bounds to go until like
yeah.
any of this shit is going to be like remotely usable in the real world.
Yeah.
Especially in real time.
Yeah.
You know? But holy hell. Anyway, wow. I'm going to fucking lay down because I don't know what just happened. But yeah, man. I really loved this article though, because it does showcase how like it could be used in like fucking video games and stuff, and it'll make games really fun and like,
yeah.
you know, yeah. but man, it's got a fucking ways to go to like actually be used.
Oh yeah.
In reality for like real time purpose kind of yeah. thing. So, I don't know. Does anybody want to add anything, or do we have anything?
I think we're good,
man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I apologize for fucking going off the fucking rails, man. I feel like I was just like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. All of this makes sense.
You were.
I was with like I was Charlie Day with the fucking.
You were.
Like,
you were.
But and I will totally plug that once again. The Octopus Murders.
Yeah.
Holy shit, everybody should watch this tomorrow on Netflix.
Yep.
It is so awesome. And I know that I'm as guilty as probably everybody else here with doing the two-screen thing. That
you can't like, with it, though.
Dude,
yeah.
put your phone down yeah. on silent
yeah.
and like watch it and really absorb this shit, because there is so much being spewed at you.
Yeah.
It is, especially like people like us, like Larry, yeah. Allie, me, yeah. like, holy shit, dude. This program was made for us. Like, oh my God. We're probably going to have like episodes of shit that we just heard about on that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Trey knocked it out of the park by saying, like, oh, dude, I've watched it twice and like, I still need to, like,
exactly.
I need more.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, so.
I'm worried about watching it because it's going to take over my life. Like, I'm going to go down
wild.
Every rabbit hole.
Yeah. It's wild. And just like how far back it goes and yeah. like, just like, and the thing is it's not like that's when it starts for this movie or for
yeah.
this like documentary.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, all this shit, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
All this shit has been going on since, like, since government has been fucking created, dude. I'm telling you, like, it is just a wild fucking ride, man.
Yup.
Check it out.
Nice.
It's on Netflix. It's only 4 episodes. I think all of them are under an hour. So, and it's called The Octopus Murders, I think.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
It's something that... American Conspiracies, the Octopus.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
a full, yeah.
yeah.
But if
I was like, there's some other
octopus.
Words.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Anywho, all right, I need to stop talking. So I think I might even be losing my voice. So,
I lost my voice at emo night.
Did you really?
I like realized when I was getting home, I was like, oh no. And I woke up the next day and I was like, oh, it's gone.
Yeah. That means you had fun.
I did.
Dude.
I had yeah. a lot of fun.
Well, thank you guys so much for fucking, especially letting me fucking ramble the last like fucking 20, 25 minutes, man. I'm sorry, guys. Like, honestly,
no, dude,
Allie.
You're good, man.
No, I need to like set this button up so Allie can just be like, And I'd be like, oh shit, I need to wrap, you know.
I'm gonna install, I'm just gonna bring one of those very long hooks from like the cartoons where they pull someone off stage.
Yes.
I'm like, this guy's still going.
Seriously, holy shit. I apologize. But anyway, thank you guys for hanging out for shit, dude.
A while.
Let's see. Oh my god, over an hour. So yeah, wow. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Didn't mean to do that. But it happens. I guess. Yeah,
there it is. You got it. You didn't ask for it, but here it
is. There it is.
Yep. Yes. Exactly. Let's see here. We've got book club coming up on April 10th.
Yep.
At approximately 7:30 Eastern, we're doing Michelle McNamara's, I'll see you in the dark.
I'll be gone in the dark.
I'll be gone in the dark. Damn. Why can I?
I don't know. It's funny though.
Oh my God. I always wanted to like also say the title of the, Death Cab for Cutie song. I'll follow you into the dark.
Yes. No, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. That's what I want to say every fucking time. Yeah. I love Death Cab for Cutie.
So much. They're so same. Good.
It's so good. And by the way, if you have Spotify, you do their radio.
Oh, it's I'm so sure.
Good. It's so good. But anywho, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us for a little over an hour. I apologize for any tangents that I went on. But at the same time,
sorry, not sorry.
You're welcome. Yeah. Be sure to check out the full episode on Monday. I was trying to think of anything else that's coming up. I don't think we've got anything else coming up, right?
I don't think so.
Come. Yeah, be sure to check out the solar eclipse on the actually, let's
on
see.
The 8th.
On the 8th. Yeah. Check that shit out because they fucking let kids out a half day.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I have been bemoaning this, and the worst thing, they send a fucking thing out to the parents that it says, oh, it's a great learning opportunity.
Here's and I was a like, packet oh, so you're gonna you send to them over. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna send them from school for a learning opportunity. Good job. No, just get better on your wording, Knox County. I love you, but like, come on, guys. You can do better.
I posted Hot Mulligan to my Instagram story and they looked at it.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's great.
That's a fucking win,
I'm famous as hell.
Tell them to watch the podcast.
Yeah, seriously. Be like, plug, if you like your own music, plug. Check out this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, man. Well, with that, check out tinyurl.com/tethermerch. I don't know. Buy a hat, shirt, teacup, mug.
Teacup?
Yeah, teacup.
Love that.
Well, honestly, anything's a teacup if you just put tea in it.
Well.
Right? I don't know. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
But is it a cup.
I'm sorry, T-Mug?
T-Mug. T-Mug sticker.
Yeah, T-Mug sticker. All right, well, we love you guys. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. Be sure to check out the full episode on Monday. Thanks for hanging out. And until then, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.